Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone, Beth Olson, Cass County Director of Public Health, with us here this morning. How are you, Beth?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Well, good. Healthy. And getting my second shot here in a couple of days. So very happy about that.
All right. That's good to hear. Always good to hear.
Well, it sounds like a lot of folks have gotten in and out. We haven't visited now for a while because the process has been ongoing with getting folks vaccinated. How's that process gone?
Yeah, you know, it's gone really pretty well. I would say that things have definitely kind of tailored off, and we've seen kind of right when things opened up to everybody back on April 5th, we saw a huge decrease in the demand as well of what, you know, the people wanting to get a vaccine. So we've kind of worked through that audience, and, you know, we've got a few people still coming in every week that are saying they want it still, but really we've gotten through the majority of people in the county that want the vaccine.
Well, and that's part of it, people that want the vaccine. So there are folks out there that are choosing not to. Can you give them some reasons why they should consider getting the vaccine?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, just you feel a little more protection yourself, right? And, you know, we had a conversation earlier that we're coming up on time with graduation parties, and now there's a whole bunch more weddings this summer because we couldn't have them last summer. And, you know, maybe one-year anniversary parties and that kind of thing. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people at those things. And, you know, most small-town weddings, there's a lot of people there. And, you know, it's hard to know who else there has been vaccinated or, you know, should they be there? Do they have COVID? Have they been exposed? And, you know, I think it's one extra layer of protection for yourself as well as for those around you, especially if you have to spend time with other individuals who are higher risk and can't get the vaccine for one reason or the other. You know, we're hearing all sorts of crazy stuff about these different variants in the news. And having your vaccine and being fully vaccinated, if you were exposed at any of those kind of summer events coming up, you wouldn't have to quarantine. So you wouldn't be out of work and you wouldn't be out of, you know, kind of those fun activities because you do have that extra layer of protection. So, for a number of reasons, I would encourage people to get vaccinated. And, you know, we'd still like to see more of the county population choose to become vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know some folks have talked about, hearing that somebody maybe felt a little ill after they got the vaccine. I know I've had my first shot. I get my second one here shortly, and I didn't have any reaction from that at all. I know a few people who felt a little off the next day, but isn't that just the body kind of fighting off what's introduced into them?
Right, and when we get those calls, we normally say, that's a good thing. You know, we want you to feel maybe a little off and, you know, feel like your body's doing something because that's your body building that immune response. That's a good thing for your body to do that. And so, you know, I was like, the first shot, my arm hurt a little bit. The second shot, I felt a little punky, but I was able to work the whole day. And I slept it off and I was fine the next day. So, and I keep telling people, you know, one day or 24, maybe 48 hours of feeling a little crummy is a lot better than, getting severe COVID and, you know, winding up really sick or in a hospital.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know we've had a lot of success getting folks vaccinated during the process, through the tiered process. And as you mentioned earlier this month, when it was opened up for everyone, it seemed like we already had a lot of folks vaccinated because they filled into those different tiers. So are we kind of winding that process down now?
Yeah, we really are. So for a few weeks now, public health has declined first doses from the state, the Iowa Department of Public Health from the state, because we just didn't have enough arms to put that vaccine in. And, you know, we knew there was other counties that were still really struggling to get people to get enough vaccine to be able to get through their demand. If you remember, you know, a few months ago now, we partnered with Rex Pharmacy, and that got through a big chunk of our individuals that wanted vaccine very quickly. And so that's why we were able to be a little bit ahead of that curve, for kind of the demand of who wanted vaccine. And so at this time, just Hy-Vee Pharmacy is offering first dose appointments. You can go right onto their website and schedule that. I'm sure Matt would be okay with me plugging that for him. They have a really slick process. And if anybody's calling us at this point, we're directing them to Hy-Vee to just schedule themselves for the Pfizer vaccine. And, you know, here at Public Health, we're just finishing up with a couple second dose appointments with that Moderna vaccine, and things are really kind of winding down here for us at Public Health.
So for folks that are still thinking about like going online, you had that online site where they could fill out the real quick little survey. That's not there anymore?
Yeah, that's right. So we took that down, and if you go to our website, though, we link you directly to the Hy-Vee sign-up page. So we've still tried to make it really easy for people. It was just kind of an extra step, you know, because people were taking that survey, and the only place we were able to send them now was Hy-Vee. So if you were tech savvy enough to take that survey, then you probably could also sign yourself up at Hy-Vee. So we just redirected that so people could self-register for, you know, an appointment time. There was no delay in them being able to do that. And, of course, if people still need help signing up, you know, they can call us. That's no problem. You know, we're still happy to, you know, help people, and we would just help them get signed up there to be able to get a vaccine at Hy-Vee.
Sure. Have you talked to some of the other, I know you've been in contact with some of the other counties around through this process. Have you talked lately, a lot of the rural counties here in Southwest Iowa, are they all kind of in the same position now?
They really are. We all kind of got to this point where we've gotten through the individuals that want the vaccine, and everybody's kind of trying to say, you know, how do you reach those vaccine hesitant and convince them that, you know, this is the right thing to do, you know, not just to protect yourself, but those around you, and to help us get back to a little bit more normalcy. And so I think we're all kind of to that point, and you know, maybe some more of the more metro or, you know, larger populated areas are still trying to work through people. But I would say I'm hearing the same thing from other, you know, rural partners in the public health world.
Sure. Beth, has there been much talk about down the road, about the future? You and I have visited before about how, you know, whether this vaccine is a one-time thing and we're done for life, like, you know, the MMR or those types of things, or is it
right.
something like the flu
right.
shot, the seasonal flu shot, where it's just going to be an every year thing? You know, nobody really was certain about that kind of stuff right now. Has there been more talk
yeah.
about down the road and what will happen as we move forward?
Nothing official. Nothing that we've heard yet. I know that some of the manufacturers were looking at, you know, just if they could combine it with the seasonal flu vaccine. So if we get to that point where we do need boosters or you have to get it more than once, could it be combined with another vaccine so you could get it at the same time? So that's kind of some neat research and maybe something that will be coming down the pipeline. But like I said, nothing official. So don't say that you heard that from Beth at Public Health. You know, I think that that's, you know, still really in the infancy stages, and we'll see what comes of that. And I think, you know, if you remember, I mean, people in the county, you know, 4 months, you know, some of those first people that have been vaccinated in our county. And so for those clinical trials and that kind of thing, you know, maybe those people have been vaccinated for, you know, what, maybe 6 or 9 months. So I think it'll just take some time to see, you know, how long their immunity last, and do they start getting sick, or do they get ill with the variants? You know, I don't know yet.
Well, as we've seen, the whole going from zero to having a vaccine happens so lightning fast anyway that we could see a lot of changes and a lot of progress here in the next 6 months to a year.
Yes, right. Yeah, if anything, I mean, wow, just what, you know, the medical field and the technology world, you can find out so much so fast. And so you're right that things could change quickly, and, you know, it keeps us on our toes, and we'll learn as we go. And, you know, of course, we'll, you know, adjust on the fly as we need to.
You bet. Well, in the meantime, we talk so much over time about social distancing, about face masks and those types of things. I think we all know that we've gone into some places where it's gone by the wayside now. We've seen other places where they're still requiring or requesting mask usage, things like that. What's realistic from here on?
Yeah, and so I would say that hasn't gone away, right? And even, you know, for, you know, those of us that are fully vaccinated, you know, we still encourage people to wear masks because you don't know who else you're around who hasn't been vaccinated or who else might be ill, especially as we go to these large events and gatherings. you know, I think it's best to still wear a mask, even if you are fully vaccinated. It's just the right thing to do, you know, right now to keep, you know, our friends and our family and our neighbors healthy as well. And, you know, if you're in those smaller group gatherings and you're, you know, multiple of you are vaccinated or you're with people who are lower risk for severe COVID, then I think it's okay to, you know, start meeting and feeling comfortable without that mask usage in those smaller gatherings. But, you know, if you're going to weddings, graduation parties, you know, churches still and that kind of thing, it's really best to still wear a mask when you're in those large gatherings with lots of people.
Sure. Well, as we finish up this school year, I don't know, are you kind of surprised, amazed, pleased, disappointed in how the school year has gone as far as public health goes? We've had a few things pop up here and there, but for the most part, kids have been in school.
I think, you know, we've had a wonderful school year, and I'm really glad that our three school districts were face-to-face. I think that's been really important, you know, from a number of different, you know, aspects. And I think the three school districts have handled it really pretty well. And, you know, they made tough calls when they had to make tough calls. And, you know, having students in person was really, really important. And they did a really nice job this year.
Very
handling,
good.
You know, if you think about a year ago, they weren't allowed to be in school. And so just think, look at how far we've come, and we were able to do that safely.
Absolutely. A few things different, but at least we did some of the things. Last year, we had to, some of those things just disappeared.
Yep.
So very good. All right. Well, hopefully this will all disappear soon enough. That would be wonderful.
I agree.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the time, Beth. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for having me.